This is Donut Run, written by Brightly Lit, and read by Sylvia Locust. Sam tried to slip out before dawn while Dean was still sleeping, but just as he turned the handle of the hotel room door, Dean's suspicious voice came out of the darkness.
Where are you going?
To get some donuts, Sam answered honestly. The truth was easier to keep track of than lies, so he used it whenever he could. Besides, Dean had told him to just be honest, so nowadays he was. Mostly.
I thought you just got some, like, 3 hours ago.
Sam squinted with irritation at the memory. Yeah, he tried to get some 3 hours ago. It had ended in 3 bodies, no donuts, which was what necessitated this sojourn now, but it was best Dean didn't know about that. If he did, there would be a long discussion about not killing humans, blah blah blah, and Sam would have to nod and try to look appropriately concerned, and at any rate, he would never get his donuts. Certainly not fresh like they were right now after the shop will have just opened. God, they'd smelled so good while he was killing those vamps. And accidentally the baker. Most unfortunately, right when he was about to put another batch in the deep fryer, too. Sam's mouth watered just thinking of it.
Yeah, he said, thinking quickly. But they were so good, you know. I wanted to go back and get some more.
Right, you don't sleep, Dean mumbled, burrowing deeper under the fancy covers.
We'll get some for me this time. I can't believe you didn't think of getting any last night. Compassion, Sammy.
Sam thought this through several times, but it never made any sense.
How would bringing you donuts make me compassionate?
Because, Dean barked, you should have known how it would make your brother suffer to watch you eat donuts if he didn't have any.
Then what if I just ate them at the shop and you never knew about it?
Just bring me the freaking donuts, Sammy.
Okay, Dean, Sam said quickly. Raised or cake?
Sam!
Okay, I'll just get a variety, Sam muttered, slipping out and shutting the door behind him. Apparently the subject of pastries was a sticky one with Dean, no pun intended, especially in the early morning hours. Sam made a note to himself to avoid the subject the next time it came up, which it would. Somehow, hunting and baked goods together made up about 2/3 of their conversation on an average day. Sam exited out onto the street, jamming his hands in his pockets, happily contemplating the flavors he would ask them to include in their dozen. Even before he turned the corner, he saw the red and blue lights flashing. It wasn't until he was halfway down the street that he realized the cop cars were in front of the donut shop.
Drat.
He stopped where he was on the sidewalk. He had indeed left 3 bodies in the donut shop, but he'd hoped the police would be gone by now and a different baker would have opened the shop for the day. Now he realized the shop might stay closed all day, even for several days, which made no sense. Not making any money when they could be wouldn't help them feel better about their dead co-worker, right? Anyway, with cops around, it would be crazy for them not to be baking up a storm. They would make a killing if they did. No pun intended. He espied a trio of cops leaning against a brick wall near the shop, talking. Sam had spent more time than he cared to think about around law enforcement. He had learned a few things, one of which was that stereotypes were often based in fact, and many policemen really did patronize donut shops quite a bit. Sam approached them, trying to look like a normal guy out for a 4 a.m. stroll in the red light district, just hoping to score a few donuts.
"Hey," he said. "I see this donut shop is closed, but, does this shop have any other locations? I mean, is it independently owned, or is it a chain?"
The cops turned and stared at him. Sam thought back over what he'd said, but couldn't find anything amiss. He was really working the earnest young man expression.
"3 men died here tonight," one of them said harshly.
"Yeah, I know, I heard it from one of the other officers, who asked me if I knew anything, but I don't. I'm just passing through town. So about those donuts."
The officer who'd spoken pushed away from the wall, looking angry, Sam thought. He'd seen that sort of expression before. What was it? Outraged. Planning to do something about it. It was time to split.
"What's wrong with you? Does human life mean so little to you? All you can think about is how the fact that people died here is getting in the way of you getting your morning donuts?"
That was, in fact, exactly what Sam was thinking. Fortunately, the cop's words had told him what he needed to say to get out of this.
I'm sorry,
he said, looking down, trying to look troubled and freaked out. I guess I'm just in shock, and when I'm in shock, I gorge on sweets. The cops looked him up and down, looking confused. I'm bulimic, Sam added. Then quickly, bulimic too. And I have PTSD, he threw in for good measure. From the war. About dead bodies. Can't handle it. I should go. He took off, ducking into an alley as soon as possible. He wasn't exactly sure whether the cops had bought his story. Better to get out of sight as quickly as he could, just in case. Emerging from the other end of the alley, he hunched against the chill and thought what to do next. He took out his phone and did a little research on that donut shop. It wasn't independent. Drat. He could still remember the delicious aroma that filled his nostrils as he breathed hard during the fight. He'd gotten some frosting on his hand, too, which he licked off on the way back to the hotel, once he made sure it didn't have any vampire blood in it. Truth be told, he probably should have lifted a few donuts on his way out last night. He didn't, because he suspected Dean would manage to trump up some kind of moral objection, as he seemed to at every turn. But now Sam was deeply regretting the decision. All those donuts were just sitting there right now, getting stale, or being labeled evidence by the cops. Evidence which would disappear before they arrived back at the station. Sam briefly contemplated breaking in through the back to steal some, but he'd have to wait until some of the cops cleared out first, if he had any hope of being able to take his time to pick and choose instead of simply having to grab what he could and run. He'd never even been that big of a donut fan. The people who ran that shop must be like donut artisans. Still, in a city this big, surely there must be other great donut shops. His hankering wasn't going away. He'd settle for anything better than Dunkin' Donuts at this point. He stopped a group of gangsters to ask about whether there was another donut shop nearby that was as good as that one. He also asked a homeless guy and a few drug addicts and dealers. All of them seemed well aware that the cops were swarming the place and highly reluctant to discuss it. Also, some of them gave him stares similar to the ones the cops had been giving him. He really hadn't expected the same kind of judgment out of drug dealers as he got from cops and Dean. But you just never knew about people, he guessed. Just before dawn, he finally spied another donut shop and hurried inside, rubbing his hands together as he waited in line, scanning the menu eagerly. The guys in front of him seemed at least as antsy for their donuts as he was, barking at the baker to hurry up. "Sun's almost up," one of them hissed to the other, as the baker failed to respond to their exhortations. "We'll be all right," the other one said grimly. Sam looked at them curiously. "What happens when the sun comes up?" he asked them, and he could tell by the dark, dangerous look they gave him exactly what happened when the sun came up. "You're vamps," he said, delighted. They growled, and their second set of teeth emerged. He'd known there would be more vampires in the nest than the two he'd already killed that night. It took him only a moment to deduce that these must be from that same nest, and that nest for some reason had a thing for donuts. These vamps must be here because they, like Sam, couldn't patronize their usual place, which their nestmates were patronizing last night. That meant that this donut shop must indeed be the next best thing to the other one. All this and a couple of vamps that practically cut off their own heads with his sword? What a great start to a great day. He loved getting lots done before breakfast. He still had the sword he'd used to kill the other two in his jacket, which he drew out and chopped off their heads. Here, with the element of surprise, with no one else in the shop but the baker in the early hours, was just about as ideal a situation as you could hope for. Way safer than creeping into their nest. Now, when he and Dean did invade the nest, their job would be four vamps lighter. The baker emerged from the back, took in the scene, and froze, staring. Sam stepped over the bodies, trying not to think about how, in dispatching the vampires, he'd also shortened the line to his benefit. That was the kind of reasoning Dean really seemed to disapprove of. Sam quickly scanned the donuts in the case, pausing to give the baker a winning smile. "Yes, I'd like a full dozen, please. Let's start with, 2 chocolate, 2 frosted, 2 sugared. Man, it's so hard to decide. What kind of jelly donuts do you have?" The end. This is Donuts on the Run. Written by Brightly Lit and read by Sylvia Locust. Sam finished shoving the last donut in his mouth and threw the box in a dumpster on his way back to the hotel where Dean still slept, brushing powdered sugar off his hands. Despite his attempts to explain to the baker that the bodies on the floor of his donut shop were those of vampires, and that Sam had in fact saved his life, the baker insisted upon calling the cops, who Sam happened to know were close by, at another donut shop, where Sam had left a few other bodies. He'd intended to bring half the donuts back for Dean, but at this rate, Sam might get nabbed before he ate all the donuts he wanted, so he ate them all himself, planning to tell Dean he'd been unsuccessful at finding a good donut shop. Dean had really wanted some donuts this morning, though that statement surely applied to Dean any time, but what Dean didn't know wouldn't hurt him. Sam adhered to this philosophy even as he rousted Dean from his bed, saying they needed to leave immediately because Sam had found the nest. He hadn't, but he could use that excuse to get them out of town and lose the cops. Dean grunted, burying himself deeper in the copious pillows provided by this fancy, if aging, hotel.
Did you get the donuts?
No. Nothing but Dunkin' Donuts around here. Dean rolled over and eyed him suspiciously. He sat bolt upright, fully awake, pointing accusingly at Sam's stubble.
Then why is there donut sugar beside your mouth?
Sam wiped it off quickly, rubbing it on his pants, where he'd wiped the vampire blood from his kill. Leave it to Dean to be able to instantaneously identify donut sugar and miss the blood all over Sam's pants and his hair. Heck, Dean could probably correctly tell him what flavor donuts he'd consumed and in what order. He had to gamble on Dean doubting his own perceptions due to the dim light through the red velvet curtains, because Dean was uncommonly pissed. There were just a few things you didn't cross Dean on. You didn't talk bad about Dad, you didn't insult his car, and you didn't deprive him of baked goods.
Must be chalk. I was checking out the chalk outline around some vampire bodies. Somewhere else.
Dean got up and threw on his clothes, furious.
Damn it, Sam, I told you I wanted donuts.
He had in fact said he wanted donuts, waking as Sam slipped out in the wee hours just to tell him so, as if he had a preternatural sense for Sam's destination.
I know, but I couldn't find any place that looked good. We can get some in the next town.
Dean was no less angry.
What, were they so good you had to eat them all yourself? What kind of brother does that?
Dean knew exactly what kind of brother did that, since Cass had recently diagnosed Sam as missing his soul. Funny that since Dean had learned he didn't have a soul, not one thing Sam had done had brought up this much righteous fury in Dean. Well, there was that one thing about Sam's lack of appreciation for the finer points of Black Sabbath. What's wrong with getting some in the next town? You want donuts, you'll have donuts. The only difference is a little delay, maybe 2 hours.
The difference is that my own brother, who knows I love donuts, stuffed his face and didn't bother bringing me any.
Sam was trying to keep his mind on this stultifying conversation and keep his story going, but his keen ears picked up the sound of several late model cars parking outside the hotel at the same time. He peered carefully through the curtains and saw what he expected to see. 4 patrol cars. Sam took in the scene and calculated the repercussions almost instantly. The Impala was just around the corner. There was a seldom-used stairwell that led directly down onto that side street. If he hurried, he could get to it and be gone before the cops arrived at the door to their room. But Dean was still hung up on the donuts he hadn't gotten to savor. If Sam left now, would they nab Dean? The hotel clerk would tell them they'd checked in together, so surely they would. It might be convenient to no longer be saddled with Dean and his constant complaints. But Dean would find a way to get out. Probably before the end of the day. Find Sam, and his list of grievances would then be twice as long. It would be easier to bring him along now.
Dean, I killed 2 vamps in the donut shop. That's why I couldn't get any donuts.
May as well keep up the lie as long as he could, and this new detail made it seem far more plausible, plus that he was giving the impression of confessing to something. Dean would think as long as he was copping to one thing, he may as well cop to everything. So this was another serendipity in a day of happy accidents, like finding those 2 vamps in the donut shop.
Cops are here. We have to go now.
Sam figured it must be one of the vagaries of being a Winchester, that you would never be forgiven for failing to bring your family member donuts, but news that you just made them accessory to murder would be greeted with no displeasure, only immediate action. They never unpacked much, for just such occasions as these. Dean grabbed his duffel and his jacket on the way out, and they were down the stairs, in the car, and on their way before 2 minutes were up. The only thing Dean said the whole time was, as they were pulling out, "Is that how you got the sugar there, in the fight with the vamps?" Sam nodded noncommittally. Dean seemed to buy it, and Sam breathed a sigh of relief at having extricated himself from this trickiest of tricky situations. Life was funny. Being human was funny. Since losing his soul, Sam had killed every kind of monster and demon there was, brutally and efficiently, and a few humans along the way when it was most expedient choice. He'd made complicated arrangements with untrustworthy individuals, escaped the law numerous times, and found himself in situations Dean would have considered untenable, such as when a demon held an innocent human hostage. Sam dispatched the human, solving the problem instantly. Yet still, somehow, these incomprehensible, minute details of interaction with the person he had always considered his closest friend and ally were the most exhausting and difficult to navigate, endlessly bewildering. More bewildering still was that Dean failed to take into account Sam's simple inability to comprehend them due to his soulless state, treating him as though he was someone other than he was. But in another way, he'd always done that. He began to wonder what benefit there really was to having Dean around. He was slower in a fight, slower thinking than Sam, hampered by morality, always pulled in illogical directions by his emotions. Still, two people working toward the same goal was virtually always better than one, which was why Sam had so often worked with Samuel, and at least Dean made great bait. "Did you really find the nest?" Dean asked once they were safely out of town. "No." "Why'd you lie, Sam?" Dean demanded. "Thought I told you to just tell me the truth from now on." Sam thought quickly. "I thought you'd be upset that I killed the vamps in front of a witness." "Yeah, I'm not thrilled about that. But it seems about your speed nowadays. I mean, if you'd rather get with some dirty hippie than look for your brother, can't say I'm surprised." "She wasn't dirty." "Stinky." "She wasn't... whatever." Sam settled back, endeavoring to rest his eyes through Dean's other favorite harangue, banging patchouli. At least it wasn't about donuts. Until it was. Dean snatched something off the front of Sam's bloody shirt and held it up to him, as if it were evidence of high treason, unmistakably a large donut crumb. After giving Sam a long look that Sam imagined was akin to Caesar's for Brutus, or Jesus's for Judas, Dean popped it in his mouth, almost instantly bursting out. "God damn it, these are the best donuts in like the world." His displeasure with Sam swept away by more important matters. Sam saw Dean looking longingly and repeatedly in the rearview mirror at the city they were leaving in their wake. Dean piped up at last, uncommonly anxiously. Do you think there might be another franchise? Or, I mean, how long do you think it'll take 'em to clean up the vampire corpses you left?" The end.